welcome to today's session of the Career and Life Hacks podcast for busy people, where we spend 5 minutes each week exploring a single topic that will help you achieve more success in your career. I'm Joanne Ekden, your host, author of Make Your Job Great and creator of the Team Maximizer Framework. In our last session, we talked about building your tribe. This time, let's talk about the different types of individuals you need to cultivate, like mentors, coaches, and sponsors. Who are they? Why do you need them? And how are they different? So let's start with a mentor. Mentors are those individuals that have already done what you want to do. They've achieved a certain level of success, and you want to learn from them how they did it. Now, let me tell you my definition of mentoring. There's this common belief that you have to formally pair up with someone for a long period of time and learn everything you can from that one person. I call that capital M mentoring, and it's intimidating. You know, how do you find one? How do you get them to agree to mentor you? And then how do you keep it going? So my version of mentoring is a bit different. I think you need to figure out a single topic, one topic, a skill, a career move, whatever it is that you want to learn more about, and then find someone that's already done that one thing. Talk to them, read their book, listen to their podcast, ask for advice on that one particular topic. And then you move on to the next topic and the next mentor. So along the way, you'll likely meet someone that you really click with, and then you can build that into a more long-term relationship. Because if you try to do that up front, it's like they say, it's like asking someone to marry you on the first date. So what's a sponsor? A sponsor is someone that's more senior to you, usually in your same organization, and that person's willing to speak up on your behalf to pull you up in the organization. This is someone who really wants to help you succeed, so they'll give you opportunities to learn more, expand your skills, and interact with more senior people than you would normally be able to do. So at its worst, it's the good old boys network. At its best, though, it's the way that talent gets groomed for the next level position. They'll push you into situations to see how you handle them and if you're ready to take on more. Now, you may not get much advice from this person, but they will tell you when you screw up. So ask them for insights before jumping into something and they'll give it to you. But unlike a mentor, they're not going to volunteer it. So now a coach is a bit different. A coach is going to work with you to help you develop a skill. They'll give you information, they'll have you practice, you give them updates about what happened, and then they'll give you some feedback on how you can tweak your performance until you get better. So a good coach is someone who's going to hold you accountable and they're going to challenge you. They're going to ask you some really tough questions and help you figure out what's holding you back. And unlike a mentor or a sponsor, you will likely be paying them for this. People become coaches because they become good at something themselves and then charge other people to learn from them. This is their livelihood and they'll be focused on you because it's in their best interest for you to succeed. So regardless of whether you're working with a mentor, a sponsor, or a coach, you need to be the one driving the relationship. It all begins with you knowing what you need, what you're looking for, and then seeking it out. Ask for time with them, show up prepared, have your questions ready, and you absolutely need to act on their advice. There's nothing worse than taking up their time asking for guidance and then not taking action. I once had this weekly call with a CEO of a startup company. I gave him all kinds of ideas and input, and he didn't do any of it. I just quit taking those calls with him. It was a waste of time for both of us. And then he came back years later asking if we could resume those calls, and he still hadn't taken any action. You don't want to be that person. Okay, so now we've talked about mentors, coaches, sponsors. Last time we talked about building your tribe. When we meet next time, let's talk about the one major group of people that you need, that all successful people have around them, and that you will have to seek out and build around you intentionally. In the meantime, start to cultivate relationships with potential mentors and sponsors, and narrow down your focus to the one thing that you want to learn next.